I've got a good feeling about the weekend weather, even with the clouds this morning. School's out everywhere, and it kind of feels like summer is starting. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. And Cliff, what sort of feeling do you have?
Well, it's an improving feeling. It looks like the showers that have been floating around the last day or two are moving out. Few residual showers this morning, but I think it'll be completely dry by this afternoon. We'll start with a lot of clouds, but there should be breaks, especially later in the day. And temperatures will get up into the upper 60s, so a really decent day. Then a weak ridge starts moving in over the weekend, an area high pressure. So I think we'll dry out completely over the lowlands for Saturday and Sunday. But I think there's a chance there could be a few showers in the mountains on Sunday. Temperatures in the lowlands are going to warm up several degrees. So we'll go from the upper 60s today into the mid, maybe the upper 70s on Saturday and Sunday. I wouldn't expect it to be completely clear. There will be some clouds, especially on Sunday. There's a trough offshore that'll bring some clouds in, and there'll be some of those clouds over the mountains, of course. So it'll be partly cloudy, but some mixed sun and substantially warmer. So really nice weather, you know, better than normal this time of the year. You know, we expect June gloom in June, and it won't be gloomy.
So that sounds like a pretty decent weekend for anyone staying around town. Is it the sort of weekend where people will be all right if they're heading out into the mountains or campgrounds or something like that?
Well, Saturday should be fine in the mountains, but Sunday, especially in the afternoon, the models are suggesting that there'll be some instability and you'll have cumulus clouds forming and the chance of showers. So you could get showers, especially in the afternoon, late in the afternoon on Sunday, if you're in the mountains. Of course, if you go into eastern Washington, it should be fine. The problem is after the weekend, this fairly large upper-level trough that's offshore is going to be moving towards us. So there's going to be deterioration on Monday and Tuesday. And certainly later today, on Monday into Tuesday, there's a good chance of some showers.
Next week, gray.
That's right.
Well, this is the time of year people are starting to head up into the mountains. And to Mount Rainier specifically, the season sort of gets going late in June for hiking or climbing. I've always heard people say over the years this mysterious saying that the mountain makes its own weather. Is that true?
Well, that is true. Mount Rainier is a huge obstacle to the airflow. And so as the air rises on one side, the air tends to become more saturated and you get a lot of precipitation. Descends down the other, it's much drier. There's actually a rain shadow on the lee side. Now, normally the winds are from the southwest. So the south west side of the mountains tends to have much heavier precipitation than the other side, the northeast side. I mean, you can see this on satellite pictures. It's just dramatic. So a lot of times, if you want to do some recreation, if you just go to the right side of the mountain, the one that's opposing the wind, the opposite side, it's normally much better. So for that reason, paradise is often a lot worse than going to sunrise, which is on the other side.
So wait, paradise then is on that southern side that's getting the clouds that come in. And is sunrise in what you called the rain shadow?
Sunrise is often in the rain shadow. It really depends on the exact angle of attack to the flow. The mountain does a lot of other things. For instance, you can get sometimes strong winds on one side as the air flows down the lee side. Sometimes the winds pick up on the upper slopes. The winds generally are much stronger as you go to higher elevations. That's often the case. And then you have these wonderful displays of mountain waves, these beautiful lenticular clouds that are often over the mountain and sometimes downstream of it. So the mountain does have a profound impact on the weather.
My sense is that it could be pleasant and fairly sunny in the lowlands and that something else is going on there in the mountains too. It can be stormier and wetter and windier.
Well, that's often true. I mean, that's not only true for Mount Rainier. It's the whole Cascades and the Olympics. I mean, the weather can be radically different up in the mountains. Sometimes it's worse and sometimes it's better.
Well, I guess if we're heading into the mountains, check a separate forecast, huh?
That's right. And the Weather Service does have a separate forecast. They have a Mount Rainier forecast that one could look at, and it's often very different.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Our weather expert, Cliff Mass, teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington and joins us every week. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.